Welcome to Payne on Politics, a podcast where host Dr. Gregory Payne of Emerson College sits down with fellow experts to discuss the current state of politics, public opinion, and global affairs. In a world growing increasingly complex, communication and critical thinking is key. This only makes the Emerson motto, expression necessary to evolution, more true.
Hello, this is Gregory Payne, the Chair of Communication Studies at Emerson College, the first communication department in the United States, also co-director of the Emerson Blancarna Global Center. I'm here with someone who knows a lot about that global center and knows Barcelona well. Amelia, welcome back home to Comm Studies.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
Now tell me, before we get back to Rosarito and Barcelona, because I think you have been there many, many times. Tell me what you're doing now and, of course, where you are. You said you visited Mom in New Hampshire.
Yes. Yeah. Visiting Boston for the first time since I graduated, so it's been, 4 or 5 years now.
Have you noticed any big changes?
It's warmer. Warmer. November, that's my biggest thing.
It could be global warming, but we don't want to get into anything political, so we won't get into that.
Not on this podcast.
Yes.
I live in New York now, so I grew up in Arlington, now live in New York in Brooklyn with my wonderful boyfriend and two dogs. I have moved up and down the East Coast a bit, so lived in D.C. for a little while after graduation, and now I'm back in the Big Apple, and it's pretty cool. Yeah, I've worked at a couple different companies, have done some work for Nixon Rangers, then worked in a geospatial field doing product marketing for them, and have most recently been working at a sports tech company doing product marketing as well.
So it sounds like strategic communication.
Yes, yeah.
I mean, the one thing I would ask you, Amelia, you were sports comm here, and what do you think you took away in terms of skills that has enabled you to transition to these various different aspects of communication?
Yeah, first of all, I think that I underestimated how important it is to be a great writer as well as an orator, so I feel like Emerson did a really great job of preparing me to be able to speak. I have done a ton of presentations in a lot of the jobs that I've had and could not have done them if I had not taken all of the speech classes and, you know, had all of the experiences in Rosarito and Barcelona that Dr. Payne kind of threw me into. And I think it was honestly for the best because I now know how to speak without crying on a stage.
Well, Charles Wesley Emerson would be smiling from above, but I think that's, of course, one of the, I think, approaches we take, and that is take you to the deepest part of the sea and throw you in and say, okay, now.
Yeah.
So there were many times I know in Rosarito. First of all, how many times did you go to Rosarito?
I went 3 times for school and then several times just for fun after.
So in essence, in some respects, that whole program is about public diplomacy, building bridges. And it's clear that you have good relationships with friends down there. You've gone back. What was it about that program that told you, okay, once is not enough, I'm going back the second and the third time?
I feel like, well, even from like the first day being in Rosarito, it gave me such a sense of home. Everyone there was so welcoming, and I had such a great experience, not just meeting people, but also helping to put on the film festival and everything, that it kind of felt like unfinished business, leaving for the first time, and going back just made a lot of sense to me. And it's just, you know, I think it's so close to us. I didn't realize how easy it was to get from San Diego to Rosarito. And it, you know, became just an easy stop, but also I think I took for granted, you know, a lot of what we have in the U.S. and like how different it is on the other side, and getting to experience being so close but having such a big difference was really interesting for me too.
Now, you mentioned the film festival, which is the signature part of something we've been doing since 2008. Of course, you worked with Marcus Delgado, who now has a family and a beautiful daughter. We're hoping to get in the film festival in a few years. What was it in that film festival that you found to be something that was a takeaway learning experience that helps you today?
Many things. One of them was just being able to wear a lot of hats. I've worked at some startups, and I've also worked on teams that are just being built, and really being able to do anything within the world of communication, within the realm of marketing, has been super, super helpful. So, you know, for the film festival, you know, one day I'm like helping to create the programs, and another, you know, we're like trying to run to Walmart to get like jugs of wine, but also like running to try to like, you know, print copies of things, and also, you know, doing all of the social media as well. I feel like it was really good learning experience for just understanding how to really quickly pivot to anything that I might have to do for work and not being nervous in doing that.
So I think one term I keep hearing people say, I want more project management. You mm-hmm. were basically managing various yeah. projects and jumping around. And yeah. I have to say, you were very, very good Definitely. At that. The other part that I think is a signature piece of what we do in the department is we also have the Barcelona mm-hmm. experience. And you went to Barcelona a couple
it's
of times.
It. Yeah.
I remember the first time you went, I think you were either a freshman or a sophomore. yeah. I get a call, I get an email from your mom, and she goes, oh my, Amelia's young, she hasn't been away,
yeah.
she hasn't been out of the country. And that's, I get those calls occasionally. You went to Barcelona.
I did.
You had a great time.
Yes.
What was it about Barcelona and Blanquerna that you mm-hmm. enjoyed?
So, well, as you said, I went back a couple of times. First of all, Barcelona is the best city in the world, in my
humble
opinion.
We all agree, yes.
So, obviously, part of that was just how awesome Barcelona is. But there is such... We were welcomed with such open arms at Blanquerna, and that was amazing. Getting to experience just the difference culturally was really awesome. Getting to hang out with Enrique, who is a good friend of ours at Blanquerna.
And now he's the dean at EAE, which is a business school.
Which is, you know...
He sends his best.
We still keep in contact sometimes, too.
Friends for life.
Exactly.
Next siempre.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, I never thought that I would get to experience some of that. You know, I hear from friends at other schools, bigger schools, where they're like, their professors don't know their names, and, you know, their study abroads are like very impersonal. And I feel like this was very hands-on, getting to sit and actually understand the culture, but also getting to form, as you said, friendships that last a very long time, and getting to see, you know, what people are up to, even, and like caring about what people are up to that I met 7 years ago when I was 18 years old or so. Oh, no, I guess 8 years now.
Right.
Forgot how old I was.
Well, see, when we look back, you see over here, this is, of course, a picture of the 92 Olympic group mm-hmm. and still very, very tight group. One thing I know is you're a big soccer fan.
Yes.
And, of course, you went to Barca. What was it like going down on the pitch and, of course, meeting some of the marketing team, et cetera?
Yeah. Well, I think I've got to go onto the pitch 2 or 3 times.
Right.
I cried every time. You know, as somebody who grew up watching soccer and getting to see the field, you know, it's so different to get to see it in person. It really feels larger than life. And that's still, you know, when people ask, like, what's your favorite memory of life? That is always, like, top. And just getting to... You know, like Messi played there. You know,
yes.
like getting to see all of that, I feel like there's nothing like it. And also getting to learn from a team of people who have been instrumental in one of the most successful football programs in
yes.
the world has been really, really cool too. Really inspiring as well. I feel like I had never considered a career in sports until going to Barcelona and seeing how much of an impact sports have on, like, the day-to-day that is in Barcelona. You know, people are so, so ride or die for this team, and that was really inspiring. And that's what kind of made me fall in love with the idea of working in sports as well.
Well, you know, it's a unique club, of course. It's mm-hmm. Mestre Club, which is more than a club. The only place you could go and speak Catalan during the Franco era, and, of course, mm-hmm. a proud part of the identity. When you think of Barcelona, which we agree is, you know, my favorite city, mm-hmm. what is your favorite food? Because I'm going to ask you about Barcelona,
oh
I'm going to ask you about Rosarito.
Yeah, okay. That's so hard. I love pan con tomate.
Yes.
I have...
You have to learn how to make it, though.
Yeah,
yes.
I've tried. It's just the bread's not the same in
yes.
the States. I think that's what it is.
Well, we don't have bread.
No,
yeah.
Our bread here is not... But, like, if I go back, that's the first thing that I will be eating, like, without a doubt.
Yes.
And... I could honestly live on that.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Well, see, we would love for you to be going next, and I think next month we're going to be going to Sagrada Familia
yeah.
for a special 75th anniversary for Blanquerna.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, we, of course, were with the Watergate with Bob Woodward, and that was our Global Summit. You were a part of Global Summits when you were here. What did you take away from putting those together, which, of course, universities and people around the world?
It was such a cool experience. I got to do a couple here and in Barcelona, and then I was at the one last year when I lived in D.C. It feels just like I feel honored to be part of things like that. And again, like I feel like you don't get to have an experience like that at a school that's not Emerson. And just getting to be near Bob Woodward was awesome. It was so cool. But yeah, no, getting to be part of those and again, like getting to speak at them in the past was such an amazing learning experience. I think, again, something that I had taken for granted was like that not everybody can do public speaking, and really getting to practice those skills and getting to hone in on them so that you can, you know, practice on the fly. Like when Dr. Payne asks you to do a podcast, you know, when
you're suddenly here.
And you know,
I mean, did you know you were going to do a podcast when you came in today?
No, I thought I would be here for 10 minutes. And
yes.
But
well, some people say you get here, it's like the Hotel California, and
you never leave.
We don't want you to.
Yeah.
Amelia, what I would say is somebody who has known you since you arrived and since I talked to your mother, and of course she has a Lady Oratory bag to remember us by, we've been very, very proud of what you've been doing. We know we're going to follow your career. We want you to bring back the new boyfriend, the dogs, et cetera. And just know, as they say in Barcelona, that we are amics per siempre, friends for life. And I think you really epitomize the essence of what Emerson's all about. You're a speaker of words and a doer of deeds. Welcome
Thank
back,
you.
And we wish you the very best.
Thanks. It's great to be back.
Take care for our next episode of Payne on Politics. Happy holidays.